This audio is the copyrighted property of Mike Prue, certified hypnotist. Reproduction in whole or in part is strictly prohibited. This recording is for your personal use only. This audio will only be effective if you have experienced a live hypnosis session with Mike Prue. During your live hypnosis session, subliminal post-hypnotic messages were imparted to your subconscious mind, explicitly designed to unlock the effectiveness of this recording. In other words, this hypnosis audio will be useless to anyone who did not experience a live hypnosis session with Mike Prue. For your safety, do not drive or operate machinery while listening to this hypnosis. Your eyes must be closed during the entire session. For maximum results, you should be seated and not lying down. Please make yourself comfortable, and let's begin.
And now, just focus on your breathing. Just become aware of your breath, the gentle in and out of your breath. And with every breath out, you can allow yourself to tell yourself that you can begin to relax now. And relax more and more. Just allow your muscles to relax and release and let go. And maybe you can imagine a voice at the back of your head that says, let go, relax, deeper and deeper. And with every breath out, just going deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And maybe you can imagine being inside a house somewhere, big old-fashioned house with many rooms around a central stairwell. And from the very top floor, there is a staircase going round past every room and down to the next floor. And it's nighttime, and all the lights are on in all the rooms, and there is the sound of machinery running somewhere, and music coming from some of the rooms. And just imagine now going down that stair. And as you pass each room, you make the lights go out. The first room goes dark. And then, with the next breath out, the next room goes dark. And as each room goes dark, you realize a little more that you are relaxing deeper and deeper evermore. And with each breath out, another room goes dark. And one after the other, everything gets switched off. And as you glide past each room, all through that house, things go quiet. And as you go down that stairway, with each breath, you are becoming more calm, more relaxed, more peaceful. And when you've allowed all those rooms to go dark and all the sounds have stopped, the whole building and everything in it is gradually getting darker and darker, settling down. You feel yourself beginning to sink into the sofa or the chair. Begin to feel yourself being held safe and comfortable and warm. And all the time, each breath out is taking you deeper and deeper, more relaxed, more at ease, That's it. That's good. You're doing very well. Now just imagine at the bottom of the stairway, another room leading down to the basement and stairs, and there are 10 steps, and each step down will make you even more relaxed. And imagine going down those steps and relaxing more and more, counting down on each breath. 10. Deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. And 9. Deeper and deeper. And 8. And 7. Down and down. And 6. Deeply relaxed. And 5. And 4. And each step is making you more and more comfortable. And you can begin to forget about these hands and legs and all the rest. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to listen. You don't have to think. You don't have to do anything at all. You just enjoy that lovely, warm relaxation and just feel yourself supported gently. And 3, deeper and deeper. And 2, down and down. And 1, almost there. And after 1, there is just 0. And you can imagine yourself drifting down through the center of that 0 to a velvety dark place. Just feel yourself drifting round and round, loose and limp and floppy, and just feel yourself going down and down, deeper and deeper. And just take a few moments and enjoy that wonderful feeling of total relaxation. Your whole body is relaxed. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to worry. Just let go and enjoy the feeling. And I wonder if you can imagine a land far, far away, a land of high mountains and green valleys, of streams and meadows and farms and fields, of long summer days. And in that place, you find yourself walking along a road, and it is a lovely day. There is a smell of grass, summer sounds, the warmth of the sun on your skin, and the feel of smooth stones under your feet. And it's a familiar road, a road you have walked many times, and you are walking along and you begin to wonder where the road goes and why you are taking this road. And you stop and you look around you and you notice something, a path off to the side, and you decide to investigate that path, see where it goes. And so you push through some bushes, and there the little path goes off, quite clearly marked. And it is a lovely day, and you have lots of time, and so you decide to follow it for a while. And you walk along, and the path begins to wind its way up the valley, and it winds around left and right and left, turning this way and that way, gradually leading upwards. And as you walk along, you feel the warmth of the sun on your face and the wind blowing your hair. You hear the river splashing far below in the valley, and you begin to feel free to think about yourself and your journey, and you are feeling very good. And you become aware that you are carrying a pack, a backpack, and so you begin to wonder about that too. And the path goes higher and higher, and you find yourself going through a dark forest with huge trees all around and the sunlight filtering down like being in a great cathedral. And you emerge from the trees and you come to a flat grassy area, and there's a stream and a place to sit by the water. And so you take your pack off and put it down. And you are sitting beside the stream, and maybe you put your hand in it and take a drink of refreshing pure water and just relaxing on that lovely soft grass. And after a while, you hear a rustling sound, but you ignore it. And then the rustling sound comes again, and it seems to be coming from over on the other side. And you decide to get up and have a look at it. And so you get up and you walk over to where this sound is coming from. And there is a bush there, a thorn bush with nasty thorns on it. And the rustling sound seems to be coming from inside the bush. And you look at the bush and you peer in between the branches of this thorn bush. And there, deep inside, there is a little bird. There's a little bird trapped in there. And you wonder how that little bird got in there, or how long it has been there. And the poor thing is stuck deep inside. And you look at the thorns, and the little bird looks at you, helpless and stressed. And the thorns look really sharp and dangerous. And with regret, you turn and walk away back to the stream. And so you take up your backpack again, and you step across the stream and continue on your way. And you continue following the path upwards and upwards, and the air is getting thin and it's getting a little chilled. And so you decide, I'll just go around this last bend and then I'll go back. And as you go and get to the last bend, once again, the area opens out. And there in front of you is a circular pool, a pool of water, deep, dark water. And you go up to the edge of it, and you look into the water, and it's calm and deep and silent. And as you look at this, somehow you are looking deep inside. And as you look into that pool, it's as if you feel yourself being drawn in. And deep, deep below, you can make out dark shapes, things moving far down inside the lake, large shadows forming and changing. And they seem to be swimming, and there are more of them. It's as if they have sensed you there and begin to rise up towards where your shadow falls across the water. More and more of them appear, and you step back. And as you do, you notice the reflection of the sky in the still water. And you can see the tops of the hills reflected in the sky and clouds. And it is a really lovely scene way up here in the lonely hills. And in the reflection, you suddenly see there's someone else there. There is someone else on the other side of the pool. The someone on the other side of the pool looking straight at you. And they are calling you over. And so you walk around. And as you get nearer, you see a strange figure, and they are dressed in some kind of robes. And as you get closer, you get the feeling that you know who this is. As you get closer still, the person looks at you, and it's the eyes. There is something about those eyes. They kind of draw you in, and you look deeply into their eyes. And it's as if you hear a voice in your head saying, "Welcome. I have been waiting for you. I have been waiting for you for a long time now." And it's as if you can feel fingers going through your mind, probing your deepest secrets, an ancient wisdom brushing against your innermost thoughts. And then, deep in those eyes, you can see something you didn't expect. Acceptance. And you realize that this person knows all about you. Every thought, every word, every deed, everything you have ever done, and accepts you for what you are. Still loves you exactly as you are. And you get that feeling of being totally accepted. That everything that has happened has been for a reason to bring you to this point in your life. And you feel something pass between you and that figure. You begin to fill up with a wonderful, warm feeling. And maybe you can feel that feeling spreading through you now, through your arms and legs and body, as if you are filled with a colored light, and you can feel it spreading up through your neck and your cheeks and filling your mind. And your mind can begin to change too, to reconsider, to consider the possibility that everything can be different. As that healing light bathes you in its warm glow, you feel something change inside you. Old ideas can dissolve and just wash away, leaving nothing but that warm glow, like a sunset at the end of a perfect day, promising a better new day to come. And you can just enjoy this wonderful healing light, and can enjoy that, and know that it is there always. That is a gift to you. You don't have to do anything to enjoy that gift. It is there just because of who you are now. And that warmth, all-encompassing light fills you totally from the top of your head to the tips of your feet. You can feel warm and content now. It's time to let go of old notions, old ideas about yourself. It's time to just enjoy relaxing your mind and letting go. And you know that everything has changed. You can change. And the voice says, "Come, there is something waiting for you." And the figure turns and moves on and beckons for you to follow. And the figure moves onwards. And the figure leads you to a well-lit, well-ventilated, large cave. And as you enter the cave, you can feel a gentle breeze of fresh air coming from inside the cave's many natural portals. And you take a deep breath of that comforting fresh air. And inside this cave, there is a glow coming from thousands of crystals in the rock, like friendly stars shining in the night. And again, you hear the voice in your head saying, "It's time to take off the backpack. You have been carrying that around with you for so long, most of your life, and it is filled with things that you did not put in there, that you have had to carry, and it is filled with things that you don't need and don't want, that were never intended for you. And there is a big flat area in that cave. And you put down that backpack and you open it. And it's as if you are seeing it for the first time. And inside there are stones, large stones. And you reach into the backpack and you lift out the top stone. And you drop it on the ground. And as you drop it, it cracks like an egg. The shell crumbles into thousands of little pieces. And you go into the backpack and you lift out the next stone and take that out and you throw it to the ground and it smashes into millions of pieces. And you stamp the pieces into dust and you kick the dust around and you kick it away from you. And there is a growing feeling of excitement in you. You go into the pack and you lift out the next stone and the next one and the next one and you smash them all into little pieces that simply blow away. You don't have to carry those things anymore. You don't have to carry other people's stuff. You don't have to carry emotional burdens anymore. And the figure smiles at you and says, "It's time to start on a new path. It's time to make things happen differently. Look around you. Take what you want." And so you look around the cave. Scattered around are sparkling crystals, all shapes and sizes, in bright colors. And you pick up the crystals. With every one you are picking up, strength and confidence and certainty and all the things that you need to heal and get on with your life. And you can fill your pack with those shiny crystals and take as many as you need as you realize that was the gift that was waiting for you and will always be waiting for you. And so you turn to thank the figure. But it is gone. You walk to the bright cave entrance and you begin back down the path, feeling lighter, happier, supported. And you walk easily down from the cave and you arrive at the circular pool again. But now it looks different. It looks bright and warm and welcoming. There is a herd of gentle animals drinking at the edge. And again, you stand and you look into the pool, deep into it. And again, those dark shapes start to rise. More and more of them. And as you watch, the shapes become clearer. And to your surprise and delight, they are fish, beautifully multicolored fish, with shimmering scales flashing in the sun. And a fish jumps, leaving an ever-expanding ripple on the surface, like a child drops a stone just to enjoy what happens. The ripples seem to go on forever. And so you move on, and you find yourself back at that stream again. And you step across the stream, and as you sit down and really look at the world around you and how fresh and clean and bright it all is now. And while you are relaxing and thinking about what has changed, you hear the rustle from the bush and the little bird that is in there. And you go across to the bush and carefully and gently, you promise that bird, "I can make you free. No matter how you got to be where you are now, you can get out. With a little bit of help, you can get away from this." And so you reach out and carefully you grasp one of the branches and you bend it to the side, avoiding all the sharp thorns. And then you bend a branch away to the other side and carefully move the branch away. And you make a tunnel down into the heart of that bush, a passage away into the center. And a way in is a way out. And with a sudden flurry, the bird is out, gone, free, and you see it flying high up there in the bright blue on sunlit sky, tumbling and swooping, flying free as it flies up and up. And you say to that bird, "You are free. Now you are free to do everything, free to be anything. You can be anything you want to be." And back at the stream, you look at the bush and decide to get rid of it. You grasp it at the base where there are no thorns and you pull it out of the ground. You throw it into the stream. It starts to float away, turning into the current. And then it is swept down some rapids and disappears. And you know, many months later, that bush had changed. It washed up on a shore far away. And that tunnel became a home to a family of small creatures who lived safe and snug inside, protected. Good things can come from anything. And so you wash your hands in that stream and you watch all that dirt coming off your hands and carried away. And your hands feel clean and fresh now. And feeling cleansed and refreshed, you continue on the path. And before long, you reach the line of trees. And this time, that dark and gloomy forest seems filled with light. All around you is strength and endurance and health and vitality, and you can learn a lot from nature. And soon you are back at the beginning of the path, and you find the road again. And as you walk along, you realize things are different now. And beside the road is a bench, and you sit down comfortably on that bench. And allow your mind to clear. And as you relax and close your eyes, a crystal falls unnoticed out of your backpack. And where it falls, a fresh green plant sprouts. And then another, and another. And soon your sleeping figure is surrounded by new growth. And one by one, each individual plant opens a flower until you are surrounded by a carpet of colors. And as you think about that road, it begins to change, and the road divides and divides again. And up ahead, the road splits into many branches, so many branches, and each crisscrosses the other, and each leads to a bright future. And as you imagine that road branching out, you feel stronger, and maybe you are beginning to feel that tingling in your arms and in your toes. And you feel somehow different. It's one of those times when you realize that things are different forever. Because something has changed deep inside that cave. Something has really changed inside of you. You have left so much behind you now. And as you come back to the present now, you realize that you now have more, many more mental and emotional resources available to you now, allowing your life to unfold in a more empowering and uplifting ways. Every day, in every way, your life is getting better and better. This hypnosis session is now slowly coming to an end. If you are listening to this recording just before bedtime, when you emerge from hypnosis, you will be able to turn off your listening device and then easily doze off to a healthy, satisfying sleep. If you are listening to this recording during the day, When you emerge from this hypnosis, you will open your eyes feeling energized and ready to go on with your day. I will count now from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will emerge from hypnosis. 1. Slowly emerging from hypnosis. 2. Slowly emerging from hypnosis. 3. Emerging from hypnosis. 4. Emerging from hypnosis now. 5. Emerging from hypnosis right now. 5. 5. 5. Fully emerged and fully present now.